You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can we give Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch credit? Niner fans, 888-957-9570. We crushed these guys for the negotiations the last couple of seasons. Crushed them. And honestly, rightfully so. I'm not saying they deserved a pass because they didn't. They allowed those negotiations to bleed into the season. And that's without a shadow of doubt. Last year,
it affected the whole year.
It affected everything.
You can't tell me otherwise.
Talk about dark clouds with the Warriors in the past. That was a dark cloud in the organization last year. It was just bad. 100%. It was bad. And we'll see what takes place this year. But the fact that we're on May 20th, we haven't even reached June yet, and all the big names that were up for contracts are taken care of, are you going to give these guys some credit now? 888-957-9570, because they deserve it. They absolutely deserve it. And Fred Warner, I want to give him his flowers, and it was well said. The guy shows up, plays hard, is leading the team every single huddle, every single time they post something on social media. It's him firing the team up. The guy is playing with so much joy, so much passion. What really got me as a Niners fan, and if I was a Niners fan watching the Super Bowl, and when Dre Greenlaw went out, and you watched the NFL films, and how Fred Warner took his partner in crime, if you will, him having that Achilles injury and him being down on that field, the tears in his eyes, the emotion that was within him, and for him to go out and still ball the way he did, that defense played their asses off. And that's why it kind of pisses me off in that Super Bowl when we go back and say, oh, well, you know, if you just stop Mahomes, Nick Bosa, if you just stopped him, I was like, they were stopping him for, they went to overtime, by the way. You had a lead in the
fourth quarter.
They held
him like 120 passing yards through almost three full quarters.
The defense did their job. And Fred Warner was playing incredible. And they lost Dre Greenlaw. And that was, in hindsight, that was probably the game because Travis Kelce, he did take over. And that's and as much as we're gassing
Super Bowl
up.
Super Bowl winner, Oren Burks, you know, he just had a.
Oren Burks, who was horrible for the Niners, but awesome for the Eagles, making plays left and right in the playoffs. It's just funny how some things happen, right? But.
I wonder if the coordinator credit mattered in that situation.
No, absolutely. I mean, right? Vic Fangio, who's a Hall of Famer. It did. And I'm not going to blame Steve Wilks because I thought, you know, the whole system trying to adapt it. He was put in a no-win situation.
I would agree. I would definitely agree.
But when it comes to Fred Warner, like four-time first-team all.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Bro, did it on a broken ankle last year, has been healthy for the most part, or showing up as if he is healthy. I just don't think we give him his flowers. And we need to today, giving Fred Warner his flowers. And I'd love to hear from the people because I see the guy on billboards. He's a pillar in the community. He's doing a lot for kids. He's got a family. He's got a lovely wife. They have their podcast. He's just a great person and ambassador for the Bay Area. He's a California guy. I know from L.A., grew up a Cowboys fan, actually, but grew up down in Los Angeles, went to BYU, clearly a man of faith, all of that, if that matters to you or not.
Jerry Rice grew up a Cowboy fan, too.
That's okay.
Yeah.
We don't hold it against him.
Guru.
So did Guru. Well, he still is. He got God over the weekend. He sent me something. He's like, Spadoni, they signed Micah Parsons. I was like, dude, that's Adam Schef Burr, not Adam Schefter, Goo. Just got to check the lines. He does that a lot. I love you, Goo.
My favorite is when he screenshots something from Facebook.
And then he posts it. It was top five R&B artists. I think he had R. Kelly number one.
It bothers me.
Yeah, we can't do that. I don't want to go there. 888-957-9570. Baldy. Baldy, hold on. I want to play this Baldy sound.
Yeah.
Because he kind of encapsulates how I feel about Fred Warner. Playing with joy and passion, I do think it's kind of a lost art today. When we get so, I get cynical with certain things. In an era where we're all just looking to just say, oh, this guy just wants to get the bag. Like, oh, this guy's a total a-hole. You know, we got A.J. Brown being a malcontent during a Super Bowl, right? Going at his head coach when they're up by like 20 or whatever it is. Like, in an era of that, Fred Warner's so damn refreshing, isn't he, Baldy?
I think the word, honestly, that comes to watching Fred play is just joy. The guy plays the game with absolute joy. He knows all the checks. He's going to get all the audibles out. You want to change your formation. You want to motion. You want to shift. All that stuff. Like, he's on all of it. You got to play this game with violence. You just do. But, like, it's a joyful violence. I wish I could run through defenders like that. I wish I could just blow plays up like that. I wish I could just go full speed like that with not an ounce of fear. No fear, all joy. That's my description of Fred. If you just wanted to go to the stands, you're sitting in the end zone, Joe, and you just wanted to watch a player, like just pick a guy out and go, I'm just going to key on this guy. You would never go wrong if you said, I'm just going to watch Fred. Like, you would have the time of your life.
A joyful violence is the greatest thing you could say about a football player. The sport of football, if I had to encapsulate it in two words to someone that grew up, I don't know. Oh, they have football in Germany now. Iceland, right? Let's go Iceland. It's a joyful violence, right? That's actually a really good way of putting it. That's what football is.
Isn't Kittle similar?
Yes. That is the type of player that I associate with the Kyle Shanahan team. Because he's associated with offense, sure. Mm-hmm. But the physicality that they bring and the leadership that they bring and them being personalities matters in all this. And when we talk about leadership in the Bay, I do think Fred Warner might be at the top of the list as just leaders.
Better than
team.
Curry.
If I said yes, is that a slight at Steph?
No. I think it's Steph elevating Warner.
Steph leads differently.
But you have to understand how that's going to land on people's laps.
They lead differently, though. Football's just different.
I would agree.
It is. Like,
I would agree. He's a better leader than Draymond.
Draymond does it a little differently.
Yeah,
he does.
Like, no doubt.
He does. He leads by example a lot, too.
But I'm taking the Warner away.
Fred Warner, I will follow that guy into any, you know, trench warfare, whatever. I will follow that guy anywhere.
You haven't been to any of the training camps yet?
Oh, we'll go this summer. Can't wait.
Okay, so you never... Okay.
No.
So, not that I'm some, like...
I've been on the board.
I'm not Matt Maiocco, you know, where I've been 25 in a row, but I've been to probably, 5 or 6, right?
Sure.
And I've been lucky enough to watch the energy that Fred Warner brings to practice. And I just know, like, again, I'm not an NFL coach. I'm not an NBA coach. I'm not a Major League Baseball player coach. But I do know this. A lot of times, your best practice players are also your best game day players, right? The guys that are, now there are occasionally like, oh, he's just great in practice and it doesn't translate to games. But when your best game day player is also your best practice player, it sets the tone for the whole team. And when you watch Fred Warner, his intensity at practice is unbelievable. Screaming and yelling at his own guys in a good way to get lined up, fired up when others make a positive contribution, you know, chippy with the offense to the point where they're getting their work in. I seen him and Brandon Ayuk going at it. I really think last year, having no Ayuk on the field during training camp actually really screwed them over.
Yeah.
Ayuk was one of the hardest workers in training camp.
That is what he's known for.
And was absolutely dominating multiple years in a row. And to not have his energy and his chippiness on the offensive side of the ball, I actually thought they missed that a lot.
It's a great point.
Getting ready for the season.
No, it's a great point. And again, it just hammers home that running mate with Fred Warner this year. Who's it going to be? And how important is that role? Because it was massive. You saw it with just in a little snippet of that. We saw Dre Greenlaw against the Rams last year. That intensity in that first half that he brought. And you didn't see him again. And he had the soreness, right, with the Achilles and all that. So,
Joe, you know what I was thinking about last year? I'm glad you bring that up. Like, who's playing alongside Fred Warner? I watched the defense from last year. I just can't believe how much Devondre Campbell was out there.
Stunk.
The guy was terrible.
Stunk.
Absolutely. What did they feel like they owed him?
He's a high-level loser.
I'm asking sincerely. Was D. Winters that bad? Was he that bad? Or did you feel like you owed something to Devondre Campbell? It made no sense. He was picked on. Like, I want people to go back because I've been rewatching games to get a look at Brock again. Like, okay, I saw it multiple times when I was in the middle of the week. Maybe if I step back and get 6 months removed from the season and watch it a little more emotionless, maybe my opinions will change. And as I'm watching Niner games, I'm watching that Viking game in particular, they were picking on Devondre Campbell from the beginning of that game all the way through. And you were lucky that Fred Warner caused a fumble. That game could have been way worse in that one. Fred Warner was outstanding.
He was incredible.
I think this is going to sound insane. Just getting Devondre Campbell off the field, I think they're going to be a better defense. I'm not even trying to like pretend like he's the only guy that stunk last year because there were many guys that stunk. He was awful. So your point about the replacement for Dre Greenlaw is well taken. They have to find, if it's D. Winters, maybe it's this kid Nick Martin that they drafted. I don't know. They've got to be better than Devondre Campbell.
It's got to be. You can't be any worse.
He was awful.
You can't be any worse, right? Like, that's how I look at the situation.
He was so upright, so slow. He wasn't good.
Well, and I think in that situation, when you have a first-time DC like Nick Sorensen, what do they like to do?
They like to lean on
the veterans. They didn't want to trust the rookies, right? And we knew he was a dead man walking at that point anyways when it came to Nick Sorensen. If they were going to shift him back to the special teams role, whatever, he's gone now. Now he's what, a defensive coordinator in Dallas?
No, he's a
special teams coordinator in Dallas.
The biggest offseason acquisition, again, I've kind of changed on this. It might be Robert Saleh.
Yes.
When they brought Robert Saleh back, I think I was very ho-hum. I was so like close to the season and how dejected I was. They lost 7-8 or whatever it was to end the year.
Hey, people were clamoring for Robert Saleh when he got fired. Bring him in right now. Say to help. No, we were talking about on the show. People were saying fire Nick Sorensen and bring in Robert Saleh right now.
I now that we've been removed a couple months, that was a great hire. That might have been the best move they could have made this entire offseason outside of the contract extension.
Did you think it was an uninspiring hire at the time?
I did, but also, like, now that we're here and we're going to start probably 4 or 5 rookies on defense, I don't think he could have gone first-time DC.
No.
And you know what? They were right to go back to Robert Saleh. They know what they have in him. They know the man. He knows what to, you know, look for. I think whatever happened with the Jets doesn't matter to me.
No, but I think he learned from that. I think
like
there is something to be said now to have a head coach and a head coach, a former head coach, I should say, be your DC. There's absolutely some knowledge that comes in that when it comes to bringing up a certain player, knowing their ticks, knowing more how to motivate. Like he absolutely like you can say it failed that situation. I think the Jets failed him more than Saleh failed the Jets. And that, I think that just goes without saying. The Jets have been an absolute atrocity for the last decade plus. Last time they were in the playoffs, Mark Sanchez was their quarterback. All right, he's been an analyst on Fox.
I liked Sanchez.
No, I did too. I did too.
I actually like Sanchez.
He went the back-to-back AFC championships.
I thought he was solid.
He was.
Not
he
great, beat, just solid.
Beat Tom in the playoffs.
I know.
Right? So there's that.
I thought he was solid.
He played well against those Pittsburgh teams.
I know
as
that's
well.
Laughable now, but I did. I thought he was solid.
It's not a worst thing you can say about someone, right? But I do think that he learned from that situation, and that's only going to help him going forward. And maybe if he balls out this year, maybe another year, he'll have another opportunity to be a head coach elsewhere.
Yes.
Maybe. And that's what he's banking on. That's what maybe Kyle Shanahan's looking to bring him on. And yeah, I do think the history there is only going to help, especially with a guy like Nick Bosa too, who trusts him. It's gone back to trust the last couple of years with some of these guys. I don't know. Well, actually I do know. They didn't trust Steve Wilks. They did, like all the players did not trust him as their defensive coordinator. Whether that was fair or not, they clearly didn't trust him. Nick Sorensen, who was a familiar face, I don't think they trusted him.
I think he stinks. They were significantly older last year on defense across the board, and there were a lot of veterans. And I think that having a lot of rookies and fresh faces, but when you have a Fred Warner.
They looked so slow last year,
no, I know,
Joe.
But when you have a Fred Warner and a Nick Bosa who can vouch for a Robert Saleh,
yes. Whether,
like when you're a young player, I do think that that is very important for buy-in.
Right.
You know, like I keep coming back to this team has signed a lot of guys that were under the radar guys that have a chip on their shoulder. And I like that. Diamino Lenore, fifth round pick, the second DB that the Niners selected in that draft. He is now, I got to go prove it. You know, Renardo Green was a second round pick, but kind of a middle second round pick. And, you know, he wants to go out there and prove it. You know, I think there's a lot of guys on this team. Mikael Williams, now I got to go out and prove it that I'm worth what I'm worth, yep, as a first-round pick. I really like the state of where they're at. I think they're going to start off slow on defense. That's a whole other conversation we got months to get into. But I just love what they've invested in.
I'm just going to ask a question. How would you rate this offseason for the 49ers thus far? I'm giving them an A. Like, just grade it. Grade this offseason. I'm giving it an A. This has been an A offseason for me.
Quarterback back. Which, let me start from the beginning. Fired the DC.
Yep.
Brought in a DC. We all agree. It's an upgrade.
Robert Saleh has been to a Super Bowl as defensive coordinator here and has been a head coach in this league. He is qualified. Yes. That is a plus for me.
Okay. You fired the special teams coach.
Get him out of here.
You brought in another guy who we think is better.
Now, yes. Who has a history of being good.
Sure.
Yes.
Sure. All right. You traded Deebo Samuel away, and that felt like it felt like the right move. Now, he might have a great year for the Washington Commanders, but can we all agree?
Is he gonna have a great year? Is he going to have a great couple years? I don't know. Exactly.
But can we all agree? I think this is a very similar situation to Klay Thompson. Both parties needed to move off each other.
Yeah.
Would you agree?
Yes.
I wish him well. I love him. I'll forever hold him in high regard.
For as much as we're gassing up the leadership of Fred Warner and George Kittle, opposite for Deebo Samuel last year for me. Certain situations.
I agree. You cleared a bunch of money, right? I know you have to bite the bullet on it, but you cleared a bunch of money. You hired Robert Saleh. You hired Brant Boyer. You extended Brock Purdy. You extended George Kittle. I have it all written down here. You extended Fred Warner. You're adding close to 20 combined draft pick rookies and UDFA rookies, okay? And this team does well with UDFAs. I mean, Jordan Mason was one, for example, who's been good.
You using the acronym threw me off as a UDFA, undrafted free agent. Okay,
my bad.
No, I've never heard people just say all of it together. Like, yeah. That was funny. Continue.
You brought in two kickers quietly. You have two kickers to compete with Jake Moody. Because, look, you can't talk about last year without bringing up Jake Moody, right? I feel really good about this team.
You were like, you definitely can't talk about last year without bringing up Jake
Moody.
Moody
was awful.
He was not good.
He was awful.
He was dealing with an injury. Ankle sprain.
Joe,
guys,
if they have a better kicker, maybe they win one extra game. Like, the season would have been in balance a lot different the way
hurt.
It ended up playing out.
He was hurt. You know, it happens.
Now, I'm sure I'm forgetting other things that have happened this offseason, but I think it's been a pretty damn good offseason.
How would you grade it?
For a team that went 6-11, I think it's a massive leap forward. They needed to get younger. They needed to get cheaper on certain spots. They needed to move some of the attachments to the old guard, right? You needed to extend your quarterback. Look, as much as the number, you know, makes me squeamish, which I admit, I didn't really want to move off of Brock Purdy.
Numbers.
Exactly. Like, both things are true. Like, I like Brock. I don't love the number. I got to kind of just deal with it if I want to keep him. Like, I acknowledge that. I love Fred Warner. I love George Kittle. I want those guys to play on the Niners and continue to keep going. It feels like Christian McCaffrey's healthier, but we don't know. But I'm going to assume that he is.
Oh, Clint Kubiak, the OC now.
From
the Gary Kubiak
you
coaching
know,
tree.
I think it's been a freaking A-minus offseason.
Okay, A-minus. I'll go A. Where are you grading this?
I'm just kind of curious. If we're giving out A's here, are we comfortable enough with the offensive line improvements to be throwing out A's and A pluses? Because, again, you threw $50-plus million at Brock Purdy per year, and yet he's going to be playing behind an offensive line that, by and large, we didn't have a whole lot of confidence in last year, and it's kind of the same looking offensive line going into this next season here. I'm just curious how that would factor into to your guys' grading system.
I think they'll be fine. I have never questioned the offensive line when it comes to Kyle Shanahan early on in the season. Now, if they get some injuries, Sam, yes, that depth is going to be tested very quickly, and that could become a thing. But right now, I'm going to trust Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch that they feel comfortable enough paying Brock Purdy and just bringing back Trent Williams, basically, and saying, all right, Trent's going to be healthy. He's going to be in a better state of mind. He dealt with a tragedy last year. That's going to be hopefully get a motivated Trent Williams, and he'll be better for it. And we'll see, you know, but that absolutely, you could be skeptical on that. I choose not to be because I just know where this team is. The offensive line always seems to figure itself out. Last year it didn't, but I felt it was more than the offensive line. It was everything last year. It was Christian McCaffrey. It was Brock dealing with some injuries. It was the Ayuk thing. He was gone. Like everything was just a dumpster fire last year.
Yeah.
And is it a cop out to say I'm just throwing it all as a dumpster fire last year? Maybe it is, but I'm giving this team a clean slate right now. And they've done a great job this offseason getting rid of all, trimming all the fat, as I've said, getting rid of all the dead weight. There's a lot of dead cap money.
The only reason.
And getting the contracts done that you need to get done early.
That I agree with. The only reason I'm holding out on giving them like an A or an A plus, sure. Offensive line.
Yeah, that's
right.
Yeah.
So like offensive line is like, it's a question mark for me. Now, it's been a question mark for me almost every year of the Shanahan era, and they find a way to play better than people think.
I would argue for most teams outside of a couple, that's always the question mark. I'm just going to like, for most teams, yeah, it's the offensive line. I get it.
This particular team, center and right tackle have been identified as
hear
two
you on
spots that.
That
have been soft.
But I would argue that most teams are going into this next season saying, I don't know about the O-line, outside of maybe the Eagles, right? Who I think have a stacked offensive line. Yeah. I can't think of any others at the top of my head. I know the Chiefs have tried to, you know, they're trying to shore that up for
them. The Bears have improved their offensive line.
The Bears have supposedly improved it.
Yeah, they spent a lot of.
Cowboys lost Zach Martin, right? He's a Hall of Famer, so we'll see. We'll see.
Tooney, what was the guy that got traded from the Chiefs to the Bears?
I think that might have been Tooney, yeah.
Was it Tooney? Yeah,
it might have been.
So, like, look, there's a lot that's up in the air, but. Tooney. You also lost Jalen Moore, who was kind of your backup swing tackle in free agency. Now, most people are going to be like, it doesn't mean anything. Well, you played okay when Trent Williams was out last year. So, I don't know. I look at this team, and I always question the offensive line. But then again, when they're a good running team, I don't question their offensive line.
No.
And so if I knew that Christian McCaffrey was going to be good and healthy, I do feel like I'd be able to offset whatever personnel issues I have on the O-line.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule.
Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.